And at this time in our pregame interview, we are visiting with our good friend Tyson Cox, the head coach of the Sandhills Thetford Knights. First off, Coach, just congratulations. You're one of four teams left in the Class D2 bracket. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, especially this year in D2. The D2 is tough, deep. You know, there's, I thought after the second round, it's anybody's bracket. It's just who showed up, I guess.
One of the things that has always impressed us in following our area teams is just the community support that is shown. And I know that when you have a team that moves through the playoffs like you guys have, that support even magnifies itself. I'm sure you've really been appreciative of all of the support you've received as you made your run through the playoffs.
Yeah, the communities are huge. And, you know, there's rivals within our conference and stuff, but it's amazing the other coaches from other schools I've talked to and, you know, just other people in other communities that don't have kids in our school that, you know, just wishing us well and everything. It's been fun.
Coach, I was thinking back to the first interview that we did before the season started, and I was asking you, you know, just preparing for the season, what was impressing you early about your team? And I remember you told me, focus. And, boy, it really looks like your kids have been focused in this playoff run. You made a very long trip in the quarterfinals and really looked focused and ready to go against Johnson-Brock. Just talk about the focus of your group as you've made this run.
It's probably one of the biggest things that the boys have done. You know, we've got talented football players, but their mental game, like, they show up to practice and they are dialed in. Like Zeb Wild is always, you know, they have fun in practice. I'm not saying they screw around or anything, but, you know, Zeb is the first one to say, hey, guys, we gotta focus up. And I think it showed. They have big goals, and, you know, it's a state championship, and that's what they're working for, and they're pretty well on track and focused to do that.
Your last couple of games, you guys have really pulled away in the second half. What has been the key to the second half for you guys lately?
Our physicality, you know. I don't know if Lord Central Catholic was ready for the physicality that we were going to bring. You know, our defensive line and our linebackers and even our corners, they will hit every play, and they're coming at you. It's fun to watch.
You talk about physicality. We've talked about focus of your team. What are some of the other traits and strengths, Tyson, you think that this team has shown that has helped it get it to this point?
Something you don't hear a lot about is our scout team. You know, we've got some of the best offensive linemen. You know, us in South Loop, our offensive lines are phenomenal. And, you know, we've got the scout team that plays them week in and week out. You know, Mason Cooksley on our scout D line has had to go against Zeb Wild and Brady Dahlberg every practice. You know, that is big that they can show up and help us out and give us as good a look as they can.
You mentioned South Loop, second meeting between the two of you this season. You met earlier in the regular season. Just talk about the second meeting. I'm assuming that a lot of the approach is the same. What is your preparation like now that you're playing them for the second time?
We've spent a lot of time on film and figuring out where they're going to be and what they're going to do. I mean, they're really good at what they do. It's just a matter if we can get our guys in the right spot to stop them. And then it's just, you know, figuring out a couple tweaks to some blocking schemes that maybe will open up some holes for our running backs and quarterbacks.
All right, Coach, when I ask you this final question, when I was thinking of this question, I'm like, well, the obvious answer is we need to score more points. So I'll rephrase the question a little bit. In order to score more points and in order to go to Lincoln and play for a state championship, Sandhills Thetford has to do what in the semifinal?
We've got to take care of the ball, and then we've got to sustain, you know, long drives, you know, get them three, four, 5 yards at a time, you know, and make a statement. You know, it's nice to get those big plays and score fast, but, you know, then long sustained drives, they're huge, and that'll help a lot.
Well, Coach, we congratulate you and the kids on all of the success that you've enjoyed up to this point, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you, and thanks for covering us.
Coach Tyson Cox, our guest on our pregame show.